Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw. The 4th of May to the 8th of May 1961, in Mandalay. The Five Darkness and the Five Lights. These five talks are the same subject of the above three talks, entitled Breaking the Shells of Ignorance. But the times and places were different and also the contents. T1. Sayadaw mentioned that when the Bodhisattva meditated on the day of his enlightenment, with the development of vipassana knowledge, his body emitted a kind of light, obasa. It was so strong that spreading upwards to the Akanata Brahma world and downwards to the great eight hells. All living beings are under the influence of avidya, darkness, born and die again and again without ending. Sayadaw gave five talks on avidya and vidya, ignorance and true knowledge, based on the Satanipata. 1. The first light is Kamasakata Samadhiti tilde right view on Kama. Doing good has good result, etc. Even many human beings don't have this light. Sayadaw mentioned some of them, Christians, Muslims and hill tribes. Closing square bracket. How will we be in the whole of samsara? Round of existence. The Buddha said those who never had the light and covered with only darkness born in the darkness, and were living in the darkness and dying in the darkness of ignorance. He mentioned the Buddha's light. With the Buddha's light, living beings knew that a Buddha had arisen. Some human beings had the chances to rely on this light, but you of all were not having this chance. Under the influence of ignorance, we created khandhas. Therefore, these five khandhas were never free from the shadow of darkness. We created khandhas under ignorance, so born under its shadow. Whoever gets dukkha sakka is under the darkness and discerns dukkha sakka has the light. Even you had a happy rebirth, don't take it as good luck. It's sure that in many of your lives you did not get the light. Now with the chances if you don't get it and will never be. Sayadaw gave two examples for under the influence of darkness with earthworm and butterfly. Many of his talks were foods for the heart. In talking about the noble truth, Ariya Sakka, I can't even spare Dana, Sila and Samatha. Whatever worldly happiness, it is still under the avidya. Brahma worlds are under its shadows. Some people think human world is not good enough, so want to go to the heavenly worlds. All these are changing the names only. Sabbe Sankara Dukkha tilde all conditioned phenomena are Dukkha. Then he explained many things in daily life under the influence of avidya. In the discourse of turning the wheel of Dharma, Vijja Udapadi tilde means knowing the noble truth. Those who do not become Vijja are under the darkness. The province of ignorance is very wide. In the 31 realms of existence wherever you go, you are never free from its influence, except the five pure abodes of noble being connection with the fourth jhana. Start getting the Sotapatti Magga, the knowledge of stream entrance, and start getting the light. If not, you are going like an earthworm. If the five darkness covers up, the five lights will never come out. There are five kinds of ignorance, but most people know only one. 1. Kamasakata nana tilde even this knowledge all the animals and other religions don't have. Animal rebirths are uncountable, moving around in the four painful births. No. One ignorance is not a small one. Human beings, heavenly beings and Brahma gods have wrong view. Even you get this right view, still covering with the other four darkness. T2. Another meaning of avidya is not knowing of what should be known and knowing of what should not be known. Sayadaw mentioned modern science and technology developments as wrong knowledge, michinana. He gave examples of atomic bomb and large-scale meat productions. We can say any knowledge harmful is michinana. 2. The second light is nama rupa parakeda nana tilde knowledge of the mind and body. 3. Pakaya paragaha nana tilde knowledge of cause and effect process. 4. Vipassana nana or lakana nana tilde knowledge of the three signs of universal characteristics. 5. Magga nana tilde nibbana. In living beings, five kinds of darkness, avidya, covered up the above five kinds of light, vidya. For the first darkness, Sayadaw gave the story of Tadeya Brahman who was stingy and not believed in Kama, Marjamanikaya Atthakatha, Papanchasudani, 5. Kalakamavivagasatavanana. Later died and born as a dog in his house. His son Subha treated this dog very well. One day the Buddha passed by his house and the dog was barking at him. The Buddha spoke to the dog that after death, he would be born in hell. Subha heard this and met the Buddha. The Buddha suggested him to feed the dog with milk gruel and when it fell into sleepiness stroke its body gently. Later asked the dog where some of the treasures hid by Tadeya. Subha did what the Buddha said and then found the treasures hid by his father. The dog died and was born in hell. For the second kind of light, Sayadaw did not mention much about it in this talk, because most of his disciples already had listened many years for his talks. He said simply the desire, chanda, to do something is the mind and the movements of the physical body is material. For the third, he said that understanding of Patikasamapada is not enough, because it starts from avidya greater than sankhara, etc., it's the letters of dependent arising, see the 12 links. You must understand Khanda Patikasamapada. Every Khanda Patikasamapada arising starts from consciousness, vinana, e.g., eye consciousness, seeing, ear consciousness, hearing, etc. Avidya is not knowing of what should be known and knowing of what should not be known. It's very bad dharma. In the Western countries there are many competitions. They know which are not good to know, he gave some examples. Five darkness and five lights come from the Satanipata and Patasambhida Pali. Christians and Muslims do even not believe in Kama and its result. They only believe in permanent God and Muhammad. Don't talk about the animals. Even in human beings very few populations believe in it. He told the story of Tadeya Brahman. If you do merits offer with the knowledge of Sakanana, noble truth. T3. In every talk Sayadaw always started with Samvega, sense of urgency to transcend Dukkha. He pointed out wrong views, did this, on craving, Tanna, or pointed out disciples' mistakes and weakness in worldly life etc., so that they may develop urgency for practice. And then he started the main point for the talk. He always based on the truth of Dharma, Sakka Dharma, for the practice and realization. Wanting his disciples to remember what he taught, that every talk had repetitions. Sometimes he asked questions for their understanding. His style of teachings is very similar to the Buddha and some of his great disciples. Most of them were an hour talk. If a subject topic was not finished, in next talk he mentioned it again and made him remembered it. In our whole round of existence, we were covered up with ignorance that did not get the path knowledge. As much as many lives we were jumping into the fire of aging and death. Therefore, we were always in suffering. Living beings are covering up with the five layer shells of ignorance. He compared it with the simile of a chick inside the egg. Some had dispelled their wrong views intellectually, but when they encountered with problems and difficulties, the second knowledge did not arise. These were evidences for the power of ignorance. Desire to do something is the mind, nama. Following the desire to act is the body. This is roughly to know the mind and the body. 3. The knowledge of knowing cause and effect, not knowing the process of dependent arising of the khandhas is covering up by the darkness of ignorance. Even you can't see the impermanence. Whatever arising in the body is only the five khandhas. Knowing it as not a living being and not me is a little better. Every time khandhas arise knowing as it is only khandhas, and know. 2. Ignorance fall away. The importance of dependent arising is becoming clear. It's not starting from avidya, ignorance. It's the letters of dependent arising, the 12 links. It starts from sense consciousness such as seeing, hearing, smelling etc. These are our present moment's processes. After seeing and wanting, then craving, tanha, arise. And then become clinging, attachment, upadana, arises. Causes and effects are connecting or continuously arising. Where is there any person, living being or me? Sir, no. 3. Ignorance falls away. T4. Sayadaw continued the third light. He said some of his disciples, after listening to his talks, realized that their parents and grandparents died without knowledge about these kinds of light. Knowing the khandhas arise and the continuity of causes and effects have these lights, no. 2 and no. 3. Meeting together of inner and outer sense bases, ayatanas, sense doors and sense objects, sense consciousness arises and then follow with vedana, tana, upadana and kama etc. So, wrong view and doubt are clear up. It's the knowledge of kala sotapanna and next life will not fall into painful rebirth. But it's not very reliable and can be lost again in the future. He gave the story of Subrama Devata, who was born as a deva because of his good kama in the past, SN 2. 17 Subramasuttam S.A. I.88f. D.A.I.E.750. M.A. I.190f. But he also knew that after 7 days he would die and born in hell. But later with a teaching of the Buddha he entered the stream and changed his destination. For the fourth light, it's to see the Anicca Khanda, impermanence of the aggregates. Any Khanda arises, seeing its impermanence. The khandhas always show the 3 lakhanas, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Why don't we see it? Because of avidya covers it up. Sayadaw said most of his disciples already arrived at this stage and was closer to the last light. They must work hard to dispel this darkness. Closing square bracket. If we talk about the power of ignorance, 31 realms of existence are the graveyards of living beings. Brahma worlds are for wise people, human and celestial worlds are for good people and the 4 painful places are for foolish people. 31 realms are the provinces of ignorance. These places are his arrangements for them. Even some people are worshipping the Brahma god, the creator. They are worshipping the ignorance. His directions are cemeteries. Don't choose any of them. All are without blessings, because of Dukkha Sakka. Among the 31 realms, wherever place you like and it is only foolishness. Ignorance is like a fisherman setting up the 3 nets of karma, sensual planes, rupa, material jhana planes, and arupa, immaterial jhana planes, for the fishes, living beings. Whatever living beings come into these nets are beaten to death by his, Jara Marana, old age and death men. Which one of the nets is better than others? Even many human beings don't have the first light. They think foods and drinks are created by God. Births are created by God. They don't believe in karma and result. Therefore, other faiths are covering up with all the 5 darkness of ignorance. In the Buddha first discourse, Vijja Udapadi tilde true knowledge arises, Nanam Udapadi, Aloko Udapadi tilde light arose are this 5th light. The no. 2 knowledge of mind and body is similar to the boatman and the boat. With only by the boatman, the mind, can't arrive to the other shore and with only by the boat, body, is also the same. 3. Understanding of the dependent arising tilde these are natural procedures, Dharma Niyama, and continuation of cause and effect phenomena. There is no me, no person, no living beings. And with this knowledge, doubt is overcome. This third ignorance is falling away. Don't be only satisfied with the 1, 2, and 3 lights. During with these lights can be fallen back into darkness again. For example, Subrama Devata arrived in heaven by the first light. With avidya, Sankara tilde doing black kama is sure to fall into painful rebirth. The 4th ignorance covers up the 3 lakhanas. So you can't discern impermanence. Here in this group, Sayadaw's disciples, many discern anicca but still avidya left over. So darkness can be come back, except the practice of vipassana all other matters are the business of ignorance. I am very glad if you discern anicca. Why? Only dimness is left. If you put more effort, it will totally light up, and sure to be free from the dangers of painful births and 31 realms of existence. T5. Becoming Vijja is seeing Nibbana. On the way to Nibbana by going with the signposts are better. By knowing the levels on the way and no need to put everything on paramis. Only need to fulfill the level. You all start from the fourth level, i.e. contemplate impermanence, because most of his disciples know the lights of 1, 2, 3 by listening to his talks for many years already. You have to contemplate for discerning them. If you see it, don't be negligent and will be realized the fifth light of Sotapatti Magga, knowledge of stream entrance. It's important for the fourth to mature. How to make it maturity? He gave the example of building a fire by rubbing of two pieces of bamboo. If it's becoming hot, it's the sign of the fire for coming out. If you are continuing without stopping for rubbing it, and it's sure the fire will come out. For the fire to come out or not is depending on the effort of that person. Therefore, the fourth is like rubbing the two pieces of bamboo, the fifth like the coming out of fire. Without the fourth, then the fifth is impossible. The text of Namarupa Parikeda, a Pali text, mentioned that by contemplation and discerning more anicca and the gapping become narrowing between them. Later, the contemplative mind disbands anicca and run into the unconditioned nibbana. The contemplative mind goes straight towards impermanence, means it's becoming mature. At that time, don't let any matters come in and continue to do the contemplation. Later, with a blip, the contemplative mind is discarding the impermanence. The khandhas only have impermanence, so you will only see impermanence. The two anikas are sankharas tilde conditioned phenomena, i.e., the object and the mind. The mind, nana, runs into nibbana and the ending of anicca. Therefore, nibbana is near, and not far from us. Without the fourth, ignorance will be discerned anicca. Among the five ignorance, the fourth is the important one. It makes you not knowing the reality of existence. It's hiding between anicca and nana, knowledge. Sometimes you discern it and sometimes not. At the time avijja is thinner you see it and when it's thick you can't. How to correct it? I am sitting quite a long time now and can't see impermanence. Maybe I have no paramis. Don't think it in this way. It needs the method to expel avijja. Return to the Patikasamapada process, the third light. Whatever arises now is for dying. With this knowledge the fourth ignorance falls away. This is important for the yogis. If not, indolence will come in the practice. Maybe you will think I don't have the paramis and get up and run away from the problem. Now, you watch and observe it. If you don't see anicca, it's sure that ignorance is covering up them. You should retreat back to look for the arising of Patikasamapada tilde the third light. As an example, return to the breath. There is a wanting to breathe in and out. If you see it arising and ignorance falls away. After that, continue to contemplate all the new arising. These two points are very important. I am concerning that near the end of the practice, you will give up. Even you can't find the newly arising Dharma, the breath is always there. The desires to breathe in and out, both of them are impermanence. After getting the evidence, whatever follow behind are anicca. Return to the third and arrive back to the fourth. Sometimes it seems that nothing is happening. By not knowing how to expel ignorance and take it on paramis is wrong. Without seeing the no. 3. You can't come to no. 4. Not seeing or knowing the arising. Without the no. 3. Darkness, wrong view, falls away, by sitting the whole day and it doesn't work. Follow to catch on the arising Patikasamapada khanda. If seeing consciousness arises, just know it. When hearing consciousness arises, just know it. If you can catch on it, ignorance falls away. If not, the whole day sitting will not work. If you find out, the beginning again will be continued to catch on the arising process. No. 4 is the mind staying with anicca. If you discern the increasing rate of the impermanence, the fourth ignorance has fallen away. but after that don't let the mind to think of, I will get Nibbana. When this mind state arises, ignorance comes back. The rate of anicca is going down. In my experience of teaching people, most of them fell back at this place. The wanting tanha come in and hinder the practice. Therefore, fall back to no. 3. Whatever the rate of impermanence, the mind, nana, has to follow it. Don't let any mind state come in. I am concerning your falling back, if not I will not talk about it. This point is very important. It's a place where the practice can be gone down. The yogi's duty is to contemplate for maturity. To see Nibbana is the duty of discernment, nana. From near the no. 5 go down to no. 3 is quite a loss. Therefore no. 4 is quite important. By seeing war on dukkha and wanting to escape from it. It's like sharpening a knife. Continuing to sharpen the knife, it becomes sharper and sharper by itself. It has nothing to do with our wishes. Nibbana is also the same, nothing to do with prayers. Only concern with the effort, it's interesting to know that in the factors of enlightenment, Viriya is 9 times, Sati 8 times, Panna 5 times, Ekagata Samadhi 4 times, Sada 2 times, etc. Don't forget the simile of rubbing 2 bamboos to build a fire. The contemplative mind, nana, is turning towards Nibbana tilde, is that means khandhas don't have anicca. Not at all. The Buddha already mentioned it, sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned phenomena are anicca. Discernment, nana, becomes mature that the fifth ignorance falls apart and Nibbana appears. If it's not changed into Nibbana, then it's still not mature yet. Continue to contemplate anicca. After the path knowledge, magga nana, Nibbana, it's not difficult for entering the fruition state. Like a fire which already has the power of acceleration. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 24th of August 1958. Transcending time. This is one of the Buddha's teachings on time and space. It's explained by Sayadaw with humor. It looks like a Buddhist science and philosophy. It reminds us Einstein's theory on time, space. He discovered more than 3 dimensions. The Buddha discovered directly multiple dimensions and the state of no dimension or timelessness and spacelessness. Morning and night times are eating the khanda, eyes, ears, etc. Every day the body becomes weak and is getting old. Don't stay under the sun and moon. When getting old everything is lost. Whatever khanda you get, it will never free from the sun and moon. So the khandas are always eaten by them. Good karma and intelligence are reducing every day. Chickens, pigs, animals are eaten by human beings, but they, men, themselves are also eaten by time. Without the sun and moon there will be no time. Chickens in a farm will be eaten by their master is for sure every day. Therefore 31 realms of existence are like chicken cages. Asking for someone when this person had died is the same as when he had eaten by time. There is no sun and moon in Nibbana, so it's timeless. There is also number 4 elements, earth, water, fire and air elements, only with happiness and liberation. We were eating by time for uncountable lives and time span. We must try to re-eat them. First, we have to eat time. Second, must come out from time span. If you are making prayer to be a rat tilde, it means, may I be eaten by cat. Praying to become a deva or brahma is also like praying for a rat. Getting old is eaten by time. Dying is killing by time. After eaten become clean. Disappear. Sayadaw continued to teach vipassana practice by using the Patikasamapada. As an example, a desire to eat something arise, hear the mind, and observe it. On the body if itchy sensation arises, don't follow with the hand. Differentiate them as a little itching, a middling itching and a strong itching. After a little itching and then a middling itching arises. All of them are arising one by one. Observe their differences. Analyzing the feelings and cutting of the continuity, i.e., santati. After pleasant feeling, sukha vedana, ceases, the small unpleasant feeling, dukkha vedana, arises. After the small unpleasant feeling ceases, the middling unpleasant feeling arises. After the middling one ceases, the strong one arises. After the strong one ceases, the pleasant feeling reappears. Here Sayadaw gave an example of an unpleasant feeling process and how to contemplate them. Knowing the spaces between them is the present knowledge. In this way we must eat the future time with path knowledge. Then we shall transcend time span and liberate from their eating. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 5th of September 1958. Nibbana, the ending of dukkha. Call it in short Nibbana. Make it in noble truth, then dukkha nirodha sakka tilde the noble truth of the cessation of dukkha. No candor in Nibbana. You must ask without a candor how can we live. There are two types of candor. Candor afflicted by wound and non-afflicted by wound. As an example, you have a wound on your body. After treatment it's disappeared. At first, you are living with the wound. After the cure you are living with no wound. In the same way you are living with candor dukkha. No dukkha then you are living with none of them. You must say Nibbana is living with no dukkha, and the disappearance of dukkha. Because you can't discern the truth of candor dukkha that the problem of how can we live without the candor has arisen. If you take Nibbana as nothingness it becomes a concept. It includes in the four realities, Paramatta Dharma, that its existence is clear. You don't know dukkha and saying Nibbana is not exist. All of you don't like without a candor. But candor is dukkha sakka. Therefore you must know Nibbana is without the dukkha candor. It has no connection with any dukkha. Noble beings, arahants, wanted to leave the khandhas behind because they did not want to live with the great dukkha. They really saw the true happiness that wanting to abandon it. You may ask how it does be. The process of this body is aging, sickness and death. There is also a nature of no aging, no sickness and no death. Only by knowing about the khandha you will know Nibbana. First, know about the khandha. You know about khandha and then you know dukkha. What we want to abandon dukkha is by means of knowing itself. If you really want to know Nibbana, put effort to know the khandha dukkha. Don't look for a person where he has gone after dukkha has ceased, because it's different nature you can't find it. Don't take it as not exists. If you are in the same nature you will find it. If kalesas are dried up even you are not there yet, but you will see it. Only when you get the glasses of right view will you make your own decision. At first even the Bodhisattva knew Nibbana by speculation. As an example, if there is heat there will be coolness. It exists and so you see it. If not exists and you will not see it. See the Dharmakaka Pavatana Sutta or Dharmakaka Pavatana Sutta. It doesn't exist as dukkha, but exist as without dukkha. Really exists as a nature of happiness. Looking anywhere in the khandha you only find impermanent dukkha sakka. If not, a yogi cannot see dukkha and sakka. A true yogi will find it. You don't know where dukkha ceases so you don't go there although you are going towards dukkha without knowing. Path knowledge has four functions. Like the example of a burning oil lamp, it is the fire that dispels darkness and light appears. Dry up the oil and the wick disappears or also the fire. Here, darkness is discerning dukkha, the light knows dukkha ceases tilde Nibbana, oil drying up is kalesas, and the wick is the disappeared candor. Someone who sees the cessation of dukkha will never confuse, because it's followed by fruitions, phalachitas, and the reviewing mind, pakavekana, after the path knowledge. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 14th of January 1959. The importance of right attention. Sayadaw started his talk with the four Dharma verses composed by him. 1. Any conditioned phenomenon, sankhara, is impermanent and truth of dukkha. 2. Taking impermanence as me and mine become attachment, the cause of dukkha, samudaya. 3. All the impermanent of mind-body cease is nibbana. 4. Knowing the ending is path knowledge. These four verses are about the Four Noble Truths and also describe the practice. In the beginning of the practice, it is to watch the breath and calm the mind down. Most of his many closed disciples under his training had to develop up to upakara samadhi, access or neighborhood concentration, for some time. And then develop insight. But in most of his talks for general public, he asked him to do it for about 20 or 30 minutes. It was depended on people's situations. For vipassana, by watching the breath, then a sankhara dharma arises from the six sense doors, e.g., a thought, as soon as a thought arises, knowing the breath disappears. By observing the thought it ceased already. In this process without the disappearance of watching the breath, thought can't arise. So the observing mind is also anicca. After the thought arises by observing it and also ceases. So the observing mind is seeing impermanence of the thought. The observing mind is yonasumanashikara, right attention. At that moment it has five factors, i.e., samadhiti, right view, samasankappa, right thought, samasati, right mindfulness, samavayama, right effort and samasamadhi, right concentration. By seeing anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering, anatta, not self, asubha, loathsome, any one of the characteristics, then the yogi penetrates the dharma. All of them are dukkha. Sariputta gave a simile of the footprint of the elephant. See the Mahahathipadopama Sutta, the Great Elephant Footprint Discourse, Sutta No. 28, Majjhima Nikaya, MN 28. Any footprint of an animal will fall into the footprint of the elephant. I.e., similar to dukkha. According to Sayadaw, yonasumanashikara is right attention or right contemplation, equal to samadhiti. No anicca as anicca, dukkha as dukkha and anatta as anatta. In Sayadaw's own words tilde, if the reality and the knowing are equal, it's yonasumanashikara. Then the truth of dukkha, dukkha sakka, and the truth of the path, magga sakka, arise. If not equal to the reality, then ignorance, avidya, and craving, tanha, arise, samudaya sakka or dukkha sakka and samudaya sakka arise. If you discern impermanence you are a three-rooted person, tihetukha, and also know the truth of dukkha, dukkha sakka, tihetukha, a person was born with three wholesome roots, i.e., non-greed, non-hatred and non-delusion. Because, any conditioned phenomenon is impermanent and the truth of dukkha, he recited the first verse as mentioned in the beginning. A person with yoniso, right attention, is seeing anicca. Some Pali words became Burmese words but using in short form, such as yoniso equals yonasumanashikara. Having yoniso means knowing impermanence as impermanence, dukkha as dukkha and anatta as anatta, whatever mind arises not noting as mind but as dukkha arises. At first watch with mindfulness, sati. During the watching, the mind or material phenomenon, one of them will arise. Only the watching mind not exist that another mind can arise. Therefore, the watching mind is impermanent. Again with the watching mind to contemplate the arising mind and then the arising mind is not there anymore. This is not a nothingness concept, abhava panati. By contemplating the existence to non-existence is vipassana. The watching mind is the right attention mind, yonasumanashikara. Pay attention to the process that is from existence to non-existence. Know the impermanence as impermanence. It is becoming janato, passato, contemplation and knowing. In the Samyutta Nikaya, it explained as a contemplation and knowing person. Doing vipassana is the task of right attention. The first watching mind ceases and then another mind can arise. If no mind arises one will die. And then again the watching yoniso mind contemplates the new arising mind. At this time, know the arising mind of its existence to non-existence. Therefore, Right attention is vipassana because of knowing anicca as anicca, seeing impermanence. Ignorance, not knowing, craving, greed, this me, this mine, wrong views, are dying away. Therefore, the Buddha said that yoniso is right view, samadhi. So, right attention is right view. Every time discerns anicca with the five path factors, and then you are in right attention. It becomes developing the contemplation, bhavitabha. Don't be in the situation of what I have to contemplate. Even the Buddha taught differently according to different people. Watching whatever arising is becoming yoniso. The beginning of vipassana is right attention. In some places what the Buddha taught on yoniso was knowledge because the five path factors come in together. On the three universal characteristics of phenomena, whichever one you discern, in the end, it's the noble truth of dukkha, dukkha-sakkha. In the Sariputta's teaching of Hathipadoppama Sutta, all the footprints of other animals go inside the elephant's footprint. In the same way, all conditioned dharmas go inside the noble truth of dukkha. Therefore, in the beginning of practice, we see the truth of dukkha. So we are contemplating the truth. Sayadaw recited the four verses of the Four Noble Truths composed by him. 1. Any conditioned phenomenon is anicca and the truth of dukkha. 2. Take impermanence as me and mine become the cause of dukkha, samadhiya. 3. All the impermanence of mine, body cease is nibbana. 4. Knowing the ending is path knowledge. By seeing impermanence, knowing the truth of dukkha as disgusting and useless, and then getting the knowledge of the truth, sakkanana. Usually Sayadaw translated dukkha as duk equals disgusting, ka equals useless, dukkha equals disgusting and useless. By knowing the nature of oppressive, palanata, then get the knowledge of functioning, kikanana. Continue to practice and seeing the ending of dukkha, then getting the katanana. The ending of dukkha is nibbana, nirodha sakkha. The knowledge of knowing the ending is the path knowledge, magganana. In the suttas and commentaries there were including many ways for practice. In the end with the inclusion of yoniso is enough. Some were only for the bhikkhus. No need for the lay people to follow. In vipassana for you all is catching the 1, with 2. 1, is the arising of the object of vipassana, and 2, is yoniso. The beginning of vipassana is yoniso. The meaning of yoniso is suitability. It's the word coming out from the reality and the knowing or right contemplation. If you want to realize nibbana, just do the knowing of in accordance with the reality. Just knowing the reality.